So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Many of you are already sick of it.
Oh, boy.
But I'm starting the show by going deep, deep, deep into politics when I thought never in my life was what I'm about to say something I would have ever associated with politics. Put on a mask! Just put one on! It doesn't make you freer than me or someone who believes more in freedom than I do because I'm listening to scientists who tell me I'm more likely to not kill grandpa if I'm wearing a mask. Just put on a mask! Why, everywhere I go, do you people show me your bold courage by deciding that you're going to increase the probability on killing grandparents? Just put one on! So hard about this.
I don't know.
It doesn't make you a snowflake or a liberal. It just makes you someone who's listening to scientists. It's just simple math.
Even I'm listening.
Why are you pro-killing old people? Isn't that more controversial than my statement? Aren't you going more political in believing in the probabilities of I'd rather kill grandpa than me saying, just put on a damn mask?
It's proven to work. Quantifiably, it works a lot better than not wearing the mask.
I just don't get how everything, every single damn thing becomes politics.
Yeah, what happened, though? Was there a moment where you just went over the edge, went over the top? Yeah, because I just saw six young whippersnappers getting out of their car, no mess, headed over to the beach for the entire day. I mean,
I am going to great lengths of inconvenience to try and be thoughtful on behalf of others. Since the beginning, the time that it resonated with me the most, that mask wearing was something we should be doing, is when it was explained to me, behave as if you've already got it. Behave as if you've got it and you don't know it and you can spread it. So just put on a mask for others. I don't understand why every place I'm walking into as the numbers spike, especially here in Florida, which is the epicenter, the petri dish for every stupidity that happens in this country.
Thanks.
As you see the numbers spike, and then everywhere you look, everywhere you walk into, people just decided one day, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to care about other people.
Oh, I understand how we got here. It's plain as day. The frustrating part is, why are we allowing this to happen? Putting on a mask during a global pandemic is like putting on your shoes to go outside. The infringement already happened on your supposed rights. The infringement is the pandemic. The mask is a way to actually limit further infringements. Why are we doing this?
But why are we fighting over it is what I don't...
Well, open up the elbow room and you wear your damn mask inside of it. I saw this whole thing. Open up the elbow room. Not a damn mask. What is the point of this? We just set a record in Florida for highest percentage of cases. What are we doing?
The fact that we have people protesting that they open the elbow room on Fort Lauderdale Beach is sad enough. The fact that they're doing it without masks, you are right, Mike. It is dangerous, well, and it terrifies me.
Hold on
me.
A second.
Though. I mean, the elbow room, sir, that's it. What we want to
well,
open.
Listen
I mean,
to me.
That's probably
listen.
Where this whole thing started,
no,
the elbow room.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. If you walk into the elbow room and you contract the coronavirus, it is less bad than any of the other things you could get in there. Like you should go in there and order a drink with the coronavirus so it'll make you healthier than the rest of what it is that you're surrounded by.
It's the best of the viruses you can catch at the elbow room.
I am telling you, it is the least dangerous of the deadly diseases. And they are manifold that the elbow room, okay, has been serving spring break debauchery since like Frankie Avalon. We're talking about how old is the elbow room? Is the elbow room 50s?
But I agree with everything that you're saying, and that's why I love the elbow room. I too want to get to a point in which we can reopen the elbow room so I can enjoy all the other diseases that I could get there.
Great spot, though, right? We all agree. We've all had some of our best nights, our finest nights at the elbow room.
I've had some of my worst.
Speaking of which, I think I've told you the story. It's an awful story and a great story that started at the elbow room. Too much day drinking, too many Miami Dolphins. Boom, Larry Izzo and Zach Thomas decide, I can swim out to that buoy. I'm going to swim out to that buoy. The conversation inside is we've had too much to drink. That buoy's far away. They're professional athletes. They're bulletproof. Boom. Izzo goes. So goes Zach Thomas. Izzo bows out. Zach Thomas finally gets to the buoy and realizes this buoy is not staying up. It is slippery. I'm exhausted. Oh, my God. It is far to get back. And boom, like into the water go like soldiers to rescue him because you would have had somebody drown at that buoy because of the things that happened at the elbow room in the middle of the day. That was like a Tuesday.
It looks like the elbow room is 81 years old. Is that possible?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, I'm telling you, it goes back to spring break Frankie Avalon. I just made a Frankie Avalon reference.
I know Dan has been particularly cautious. He's certainly, the show has a spectrum. On one end, it's Greg Cody in terms of potentially being reckless. And on the other end, it's Billy, and close by Billy is Dan. But I have gone to some of these restaurants under these new phase one rules. And I'm just a little confused given what we know about indoor transmission versus outdoor. The rules are to enjoy this restaurant, you have to enter wearing your mask. But then you sit down in a stationary position and you remove the mask. Now, I know I can't eat with the mask, but all of this does seem silly. So when you're complaining, and now someone might take that argument and say, well, then why are we wearing masks anyway? That is not the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making is that the infringements upon your rights are so limited that you can literally enjoy the places that you've always enjoyed. All you got to do to get in, instead of saying hi, is just wear a mask. Wear a mask and you get to take this off. These are the rules given by the government, a government which oftentimes is not wearing masks themselves, which is infuriating to me. But geez, it's about respect for other people. Look, I'm not telling you you have coronavirus. I'm just saying wear the mask so people feel comfortable around you.
I saw somebody had a mask that opens up so that you could stick a fork in there with food. A mask that actually can be eaten. You can eat with the mask on.
Is that Chris's?
Well, what I was going to say is that's where I draw the line, right there. If you make me wear that, then I will go to the other side of this politically. Yes, Chris.
All your frustrations are very valid. Have you guys reached the point, though, yet where you're calling people out? Or are you guys just like giving dirty looks, giving like a disapproving head nod? Like, how are you guys actually handling this out?
I'm calling people out in my neighborhood. I haven't been out in public long enough to start calling people out. I was thinking about it this morning at the gas station. There was a guy, no mask, no gloves, by the way, even though the gas station is offering you gloves right next to the pump. He decided to go against it. I am a couple of days away from calling people out in public.
I am made uncomfortable by people not wearing their masks. It's just because I see someone not doing the slightest bit to help everything out right now. And it just gets me wondering, well, what else have you done to harm my health recently? If you're this brazen about it, my mind starts veering. And then I socially distance on the front end anyways. And now we're getting extra distance because you seem to be wanting to prove a point to me and you're angry about this. Really, it's a light lift. It really is. It's a light lift.
My activism extends so far, Chris, only as far as yelling about it into this microphone 5 minutes ago. I slink away. I just shake my head sort of disappointed, but I'm not even at the point where I judge others loudly. I judge others while walking away and all they see is my back. and that I was wearing a mask before I turned around.
This far too often goes like everything now over the last few years, just divided amongst party lines. But are we not understanding that the government that's in place has put these rules in place? Like you're upset and filming yourself asking to speak to a manager. You voted for the manager. What's so wrong about this? Just, it's a pandemic. It helps. Just do it. This isn't red or blue. This is just common decency. This is what they say the rule is.
Your tone stinks. You went extra whiny on the third or really fourth did. Time.
Well, I'm so bothered by this. I'm so bothered that it's become a political issue. It's just be a human. Just be a kind, decent human.
I can't believe it.
I implore you.
I don't know.
Frankie Avalon played at the Elbow Room. All guests of the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. The NBA has announced its protocols for play in the Orlando bubble. If a player is caught off-site without approval, they will be subjected to a mandatory 10 to 14-day self-quarantine period, reduction in compensation for any game missed, and enhanced testing, which includes deep nasal swab testing. The players have until June 24 to inform their respective teams whether they plan to participate. Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy formally apologized for the pain and discomfort he caused his players and others due to an alt-right news organization's T-shirt. Excuse me. He was photographed wearing and vowed positive changes for his football program. What are you laughing at?
Are you just scared of anything that has
weird. The formatting on the computer, on my computer, I'm not blaming anyone. There was no one here. But the formatting, it's so annoying when you have to scroll left to right on your computer to finish the sentence. You know what I'm saying? I had to do that. And yes, I'm terrified.
Mike, you have to get the sound of him trying to say alt-right. It is
it's great.
Almost as bad as me trying to get to that Chewbacca question.
Stump them each with it next time. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Swear by it. Go to Navage.com, that's NAVAGE.com, or visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Antonio Davis going to join us in 10 minutes, Bomani Jones at 11 Eastern, and Charles Barkley at noon Eastern today. In the history of this show, we have had some epic hiccups that happen on the way toward making a point. None more epic than the time that Billy Gill tried to describe what his feud with Charlie Hume was about and never got off the ground.
Well, Charlie, as far as I know, so just Charlie's title in my
are you going to say anything? Well, so that is viewed as the worst in show history, but a close second is me talking to the guy who replaced the original Chewbacca and had all sorts of trouble getting to the finish line. How familiar were you at the time with Chewbacca? Like how your upbringing, had how much Chewbacca in it?
It might be worse, honest to God. It might be worse than Billy's Charlie situation.
I think it is.
So where does Stugatz's alt-right mishap rank?
due to an alt-right news organization.
Man.
Excuse me, man. I mean, that worse than my Chuck Norris?
Hold on a second. Let's see how many you sort of tripped, fell to your knees, then fell on your face. Let's hear it again. This is the phrase alt-right.
Due to an alt-right news organization.
Jeez. Don't play that again. Sit with you forever. I mean,
Mike, can we get Chuck Solitoro on the line? I've got a journalism question for him. I see that ESPN is reporting all over the place that we have obtained the protocol handbook from the NBA. And I'm wondering, did we obtain it or did our league partners just hand it over so we had something to talk about? Like, was there an obtaining of it? It makes it sound like we're breaking some sort of news. And I feel like our league partners that we pay $1 billion-something or many billions of dollars just sort of said, here's the health protocol guideline book.
It's so funny that you bring this up because when I heard the news or read the news, we obtained the report. I imagine like Woj and Zach Lowe, like bandits going into the NBA offices taking the report.
Right. Unlocking a safe or something, cracking a safe, really.
But I do have a feeling it just ended up on their desk their desktop.
I think so too. I think that and we'll find out because I think this is journalistically misrepresentative to say ESPN has obtained a handbook, but in that handbook,
I have them scaling walls of a building.
Totally, like Navy SEALs. Yes, scaling walls on single ropes. You've got Windhorse doing that, do you?
Yes. How'd you know? Windy.
Jeez, man, the levels of bureaucracy just to get Chuck on the phone.
Yeah, they don't want to talk. The executives are scared of everything. They don't want to say anything. Solitoro, you've been smoked out. You don't even have to call anymore. Solitoro, if you want to defend yourself.
I worked so hard just to get to this point. Let me just get this payoff.
All right, he's our journalistic sentry. He's the guy, he's the one journalist at ESPN now that Jeremy Schapp is just putting his drink on on journalism notes. Solitoro's the one guy protecting that portion of the journalism kingdom as everything collapses all around us. So Chuck Solitoro, journalistic jester, is with us now on ESPN Radio. All right, how was this handbook attained with the health protocol? Was it obtained, or did somebody just hand it to you? Did someone just go in there and put it on your desk?
No one handed it to me. I don't know the answer to your question. You'd have to ask the reporter involved.
Who was the reporter?
Who reported it? I would have given the you know, my trust in our reporters, I'm sure, was handled ethically. I have no reason to believe it wasn't, but I don't know personally.
Was it obtained? Was it obtained? Or was it just handed over because it's a handbook?
And we're partners.
It's not that private. We're paying them a lot.
You're making a pun off the word. Well, of course you are.
Was it obtained? Yes or no? Quit doing your executive dance.
I'm going to make the educational guess that it was obtained, yes.
All right, but you don't know anything. You've already admitted that.
I don't.
All right.
I don't.
All right, get out of here. I don't want your educated guesses that make the company look good.
Journalistically irresponsible, actually, in that appearance.
But if it was obtained, the dream is still alive. Maybe Woj was scaling the wall.
Was it Woj? Was it indeed Woj? Woj reported it. Call Woj and let's find out if somebody just handed it over, if it was indeed obtained.
Oh, you didn't know? Your act's better. Call somebody.
The voice of yammering executiveship right there. I don't know anything, but we did it the right way.
I don't know anything, but one thing I do know is we did it the right way.
I'm saying on the front end, I don't know anything. But if I had to guess, we did everything totally according to protocol, totally ethical.
Nothing.
Who claimed that it was unethical? I just believe there was a handbook and somebody threw it at Woj and that was it. There was no obtaining of anything.
was just a simple, you know, hit send email. Woj has it. Obtain really makes it a different story.
It does. It makes it, yeah, it makes it seem like it's some sort of exclusivity.
Like some journalistic caper.
Like the Thomas Crown Affair or something.
Windows being like lowered from the ceiling.
Pierce Brosnan. Advance Auto Parts, people. We got Antonio.
Dipping beneath lasers. Brian Windows, like entrapped.
We already had him scaling a wall on a rope. Yeah. We are like a Navy SEAL in a too tight frogman outfit.
But now I got the entrapment scene with Brian Windhorst, and you have to live with
even
that visual.
You've made
even
it better. Well done.
Even better. Antonio Davis is going to join us next.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030. Antonio Davis going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your Sports Center update. The NBA has announced its protocols for play in the Orlando bubble. Some of the amenities provided by Walt Disney World and its resorts include a players-only lounge that includes TVs, arcade gaming, access to the NBA 2K video game, and ping pong. Daily entertainment made available could include movie screenings and DJ sets, team-sponsored outings such as privatized restaurants, boating, bowling, fishing, and golf will be available, plus mental health services.
That's all cool. Can I ask you the company that you work for?
Yeah.
You have this weird knack of turning a two-syllable word into a three-syllable one.
ESPN?
No. Disney.
You make it Disney World.
Yeah, it's a tough one for me. I don't know what to tell you this. Disney. Disney.
There you go. Two
Disney.
Syllables.
Disney.
Ping pong,
Disney.
The ping pong protocol is no doubles allowed, by the way.
What is going on here? I mean, first off, who plays doubles ping pong? Not enough room. Secondly, doubles ping pong is not allowed, but NBA basketball is allowed?
Yes, that's right.
Also, if they're planning on flying into the Orlando airport, they may want to double check
that right.
One.
The numbers now are more than half of the 500 people who work at the Orlando airport have tested positive for coronavirus.
Like 260 of 500. I don't know if that's half, probably like 40%.
Is it too late to say, you know, maybe we were a little aggressive?
We're going to talk to Antonio Davis about this in a second. He used to be a union head.
Mike Gundy formally apologized for the pain and discomfort he caused his players and others due to an alt-right news organization's T-shirt he was photographed wearing and vowed positive changes for his football program. And finally, Darren Revelle reports in celebration of its new partnership with selling White Claw inside Blaze Pizza locations. Blaze locations are selling pizzas with White Claw mango-infused crust this Thursday. Oh, man. What are we doing? For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
This is a clumsy greeting for Antonio Davis. We have not talked to him in a while, but there's a raging debate going on around here, and I want Antonio Davis's thoughts. Is it okay to pee in the shower, Antonio Davis? This is we like to include you on whatever the conversations are. How is that one going over in the locker room if we are peeing in the shower?
I wouldn't expect anything less from you. No peeing in the shower, bro. That doesn't work. Maybe if you're in there by yourself, if nobody else sees, it's okay, but you can't do that, man. That's not good for nobody.
What is your response if I tell you that nearly 80% of our listeners in a poll that garnered 70,000 votes said they do pee in the shower? That most of the showers that you're stepping into, Antonio Davis, have been peed in by others.
say that that would be a little disturbing, but I wouldn't say that it doesn't happen. I mean, but, hey, that we now that all this COVID stuff is going on, though, now when we get before we get in the shower, we got to make sure we wipe it down with some kind of sterile gel or something like that. It's going to be our new normal, man. Before you get into anything, you got to wipe it down.
What would you be advising right now as a guy who was the head of the players union? What kind of advice would you be giving right now, given that Kyrie Irving is over here saying, hey, let's not play a season. There are more important matters to tend to. And LeBron is saying, hey, let's please play a season.
I think the first thing that has to happen is we all got to come together and have a conversation before we start talking in the media. I do think those are two very valid points. I would want my players to know that, you know, they have a voice with me, first of all. I'm going to listen to what they have to say, but when it's all said and done, I have to do what's best for the whole group because we are as one as we walk into anything. But just as, you know, I understand Kyrie's perspective in saying that, hey, there's a super huge movement going on that we definitely support, and I don't want it overshadowed by us playing basketball. But on the other hand, like LeBron is saying, hey, we need to go ahead and play because once you put that spotlight on us, then we can send out messages that we want to send out. We can kind of control the narrative of what's going on. So I think getting all guys or getting, you know, for example, those two guys to the table and reassuring them that we can do both things, I think would be what I would initially try to do. Now, will that happen and will that blow over with those guys? You know, who knows? But I from my perspective, I think it would be a travesty to not play because there's other ramifications to not playing.
Would you play?
You know, I would have to really study their protocols as you're talking about now. I mean, going into Orlando with all that has happened there, I would be a little leery. But the other thing is I would trust that Adam Silver, the Players Association, and everybody involved is doing everything they can to minimize risk. Does that mean that there's going to be no risk? Absolutely not. So I would have to, you know, take the necessary steps to make sure that I protect, you know, my family more than anything. That's going to be the hard part. And the question is, if I go into this bubble and, you know, my family comes, do they have to stay in the bubble or are they allowed to come in and out? Like, how does that work? And then the second part of it is all the people who are interacting from a service standpoint, what's the process for them? You know, how are they being tested? Once they get in the bubble, can they go back out? So I think there's a lot of things that we would have to consider. But again, I would trust the NBA. I would trust Adam. I would trust everybody that's involved to make sure that I'm as safe as possible. And yes, I love playing basketball. That's what I'm being paid to do. Again, I would have this huge platform that I'm able to voice my opinion on all the social issues that are going on right now. So I would take advantage of that for sure.
You speak of trust of Adam Silver. From afar, what have you made of the NFL and Roger Goodell totally reversing course here after 4 years of denying Colin Kaepernick employment?
I think that's awful. But first of all, I have an appreciation for this movement starting to change the narrative, starting to change what's going on. But it only goes to show that, you know, Colin was right. You know, this is bigger than anything that we could have imagined. And it's a little bit of slap in the face to say now, oh, yeah, I support teams should look into getting him on the football team and all of that. I think there's something else that could be done and should be done. I don't like the way that they handled it. And it's something that has happened before. You know, it's happened in a lot of sports. Guys have been blackballed by their stance on a lot of different things. So it's no different than, and you know, we've had other players in the NBA disappear during the national anthem. So are they policing everybody, or is it just certain players or certain type of players? Like, what is this? And if that's the way that it's going to be, then there has to be an understanding of why a player would do that. And again, bringing everybody to the table and coming to some type of agreement on what's going to happen.
Antonio, good talking to you. Thank you for making the time for us, sir.
Yes, sir. You guys have a great day, man, and love to be on anytime.
Thank you, man.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
Bomani Jones is going to join us here in a little over 10 minutes, and one of the things we're going to talk to him about as people get distracted at Oklahoma State arguing about whether it's okay or not okay to wear a T-shirt of a news organization that has political leanings. People are getting distracted talking about the T-shirt when, again, we just love when these issues come up to talk about the fabrics instead of, like, the substance of what it is that is the problem with Mike Gundy right now at Oklahoma State. He had already given voice to these viewpoints. These had been in the news stream for 2 months, and it's only now a controversy because one of his players has to lead the revolt against him. And so here's Mike Gundy in the latest hostage video, different from the previous hostage video, which had two people in it, but only his running back, Chuba Hubbard, apologizing in the video. Now here's Mike Gundy. Again, a lot of people questioning the sincerity of this because it all feels starched.
I had a great meeting with our team today. Our players expressed their feelings as individuals and as team members. They helped me see through their eyes how the T-shirt affected their hearts. Once I learned how that network felt about Black Lives Matter, I was disgusted and knew it was completely unacceptable to me. I want to apologize to all members of our team, former players, and their families for the pain and discomfort that has been caused over the last 2 days. Black Lives Matter to me. Our players matter to me. These meetings with our team have been eye-opening and will result in positive changes for Oklahoma State football. I sincerely hope the Oklahoma State family, near and far, will accept my humble apology as we move forward.
Am I allowed to find all of this funny? Because the last video wasn't an apology. It was an explanation. And at one point, Gundy literally turned to Chuba Hubbard and just sort of pointed at him like, your turn. And at no point did he say, I'm sorry the first time, but now this time he says it so profusely. And the setting is baffling to me. First of all, the original video, for some reason, the photographer was breathing too hard and he just put the WBOY and cowboy on the screen, didn't properly frame the shot.
Were there disco lights or some sort of fire flames behind Mike Gundy as he delivered that apology?
I mean, kudos to the apparently 1999 graphics department over at Oklahoma State that decided to put Mike Gundy in front of a green screen this time because we couldn't get the cowboy culture sign to fit in the entire frame.
Yes or no, Mike Gundy, when he drove to wherever it is that was filmed, he did so in a 1983 Trans Am.
Oh,
yes
sure.
Or no?
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, was he
wearing a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt?
Yeah. I mean,
either wearing the shirt or listening to Skynyrd, one of the two. Perhaps both. I mean,
I will take the apology on its surface. Okay. A lot of people want to question the sincerity.
I just want to laugh at it. I don't want to question the sincerity.
I want to talk, like, if we're taking him at his word, there is a meeting in the locker room where someone explains to him their stance on things, and Mike Gundy is like, they're what?
Wait a minute, they don't believe Black Lives Matter? Have you seen my roster? Have you seen that compared with my salary? Black lives certainly matter to me.
At one point, I thought when he was like doing the rat-a-tat-tat of Black Lives, our players, I thought he was going to say Black recruits also matter.
That's what he should have said. That's the shirt he should have been wearing. Black recruits matter.
I'm a little baffled that he needs OAN explained to him as someone that clearly is a huge fan of the network. It's just, wait a second, they what?
He explained OAN to us. I mean, he did.
He did. He explained it to us.
I know most about what I know about OAN from Mike Gundy.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
He's like the nation's leading expert.
We've got to get that sound. I am proud to say that Mike Gundy literally introduced me to OAN 2 months ago before I was even inspecting his clothes. Bomani Jones is going to have good thoughts on this subject. He's next.